La primera edición del Festival Corona Capital Guadalajara tendrá lugar el próximo sábado 7 de abril y una de las piezas del cartel son los estadounidenses Poolside. Tenemos el gusto de conversar con Jeffrey Paradise. Hola, Jeffrey.
Hola.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Where are you right now?
I'm in San Francisco, actually. I split my time between Los Angeles and Francisco. So right now, I'm walking my dog in San Francisco, literally.
I read that you have a very important role in the dance scene in San Francisco.
I cut my teeth here, as they say. I grew up here for college and then started DJing. And I got lucky and did pretty well with that in San Francisco and then kind of began DJing a little bit, all over the world. Not like Poolside, but a little bit. So yeah, I really love San Francisco. It's a special city for sure.
And how do you handle the work with Poolside and your DJ set?
For a while, I was doing both. I think that's what you're asking, but yeah, I did. Jeffrey Paradise is my solo thing, and then I did Poolside at the same time. But then Poolside kind of just kept growing and growing, so eventually that became the big focus. So that's almost the only thing I do now. A little bit of solo Jeffrey Paradise stuff, but almost all my musical output is for Poolside.
You have a very interesting groove, a very interesting beat, and you define your sound as daytime disco, correct?
Correct.
And how's that?
Well, it's, we were inspired by disco music. Like, it's kind of where all dance music comes from, is disco. And, there's not most disco and dance music is very much built for the night and for the club. And we were working out of a pool house, like in L.A., where you have like a little changing room where you change clothes for the pool.
Okay.
And that was our music studio. And we were making kind of dancing music, but for kind of the pool, so for the daytime. And so, we just had the idea, like, okay, this is like daytime disco. So that's how it happened.
I know that it's very cool to listen to your music in this kind of pool party, but also it's great to listen your show in a festival, in a high-profile festival as Coachella or Hangout.
It works pretty well in all settings. Surprisingly, we were really only planned to play like daytime parties at the beginning, but festivals is really nice because they're usually like big and most of the time they're outside and it's kind of a good groovy sound. And especially rock and roll can be kind of hard and dance music can be kind of fast. So I think we kind of provide a really nice mellow experience for people at the festival where it's still dancey, it's still engaging, but it's also more laid back than a lot of other music. So it's nice. We love it.
Yes, because Poolside music fits very well in this kind of festivals, no matter if it's an electronic festival or a rock festival. You can have a slot on the evening or on the sunset, or on the night, and we can dance a lot.
Yeah, that's actually been a really cool thing. It's not directly what you're saying, but we made the music for sort of like listening to daytime, like parties, backyards. A lot of people will write us and say they're in somewhere where it's like snowing, it's cold, and they're like, I'm listening to Poolside, and it's making me feel better. So, it actually works in a lot of different places, so we're really happy about that.
What happened between your two albums? Because it took you 5 years to release a hit.
Yeah. Well, it's a kind of easy story to tell, where the first album, we were just relaxing in the pool house studio, literally. And then once that, we weren't expecting it to be successful, and once it became very like popular and we started traveling all over the world, we became very busy, so we were trying to squeeze in recording time in between touring. And that was okay, we could do it, but it wasn't like our mind wasn't in the right place. It was, we were still very frantic and busy and always preparing for the next trip. So we needed to take a long break. So we worked on the album like intermittently for maybe 2 or 3 years, and we took a break for 1 year, almost like 8-10 months, and then we went back, and then it was really easy because we finally we were relaxed again. You know, you can't make relaxed music when you're stressed out. So that's the short answer.
I ask you this because right now in the music industry, there's a lot of, immediately in music, a lot of artists release albums or singles or EPs one after another.
Yes.
It's very tricky, that.
Yeah, I mean, we aren't opposed to any certain specific way. I think we just really want to love the music we make and have a good time making it. You know, instead of, you know, like a lot of people might be driven more for success, or maybe it's the smart thing to do, and we never do that. We always just do what we think is best for us to make good music, because in the end, you want to look back like 20 years and love the music. So what we're trying to do is just always be happy with what we're making, even if we're less successful than we would be if we put out more stuff or did it in a different way.
Jeffrey, you also make remixes. You make a remix of Zoe, the Mexican band Zoe, track a few years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Zoe. How was that collaboration?
I think it was the drummer of Zoe is a friend of Phillip's.
Ah, cool.
And so the drummer of Zoe is a friend of Philip, who's in Poolside, and they were talking at some point, and they were like telling us they were doing a remix record, and they had a good song they thought would be a good Poolside fit, and so we heard the song, and we were like, yeah, that's perfect, we'll do it, and it came out really nice. I mean, we didn't change, the song was already so good, we didn't do a lot of changes, just kind of added some more electronic to it a little bit, make it a little different, but the song was already good, so it was easy to make it a little bit different. And I think people really liked that one. I heard, you don't hear much in the US, but in Mexico they're huge, so
yes.
Yeah, we were really happy to do that one.
Well, Jeffrey, you will play on April 7th on the very first Corona Capital here in Guadalajara, and you will play with great artists like The Killers or David Byrne. Are you excited about that?
Yeah, I mean, I love David Byrne. He is one of my favorites of all time. We actually do a cover on Heat of David Byrne's song, and it's always like literally an honor to play with such people who have legends, you know, who have affected me personally, you know, and have like affected music so much, influenced the people. So yeah, it's all, and you know, it's so hard to do music and to do it well, and for people who have done it for so long, for so well, it's just so impressive. It's so exciting. So yeah, very much. So excited.
It's also very excited that we can have this kind of different music scene artist, and we can listen some electronic act like you, or some rock band like The Killers, or the music of Alanis Morissette. A festival is not only about music, but an experience.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, and I've gotten turned on to several good bands, you know, while being at a festival. I remember even a Normal festival in Mexico. I went to that and got exposed to tons of new music from Latin America that I didn't know. And yeah, I think that's a fun thing about a festival. If you can go and you watch a little bit of a band, if you don't like it, okay, you can go somewhere else. And then plus you get to see bands that you never would normally get to see otherwise. So I really like festivals. I think they're really good place to see new music and be exposed to new music and meet new friends and all sorts of stuff. I like them.
There's always another festival on the backstage or on the hospitality, right?
Yeah, most of the time. There's always something going on, for sure. It's good to see. It's a good way to see friends, because when you're traveling all the time, sometimes you're disconnected from a lot. And so that's another thing I like, is you get to see your friends who are also traveling all the time. So a little bit, it's like a reunion when you get to see your buddies at a festival somewhere. So, yeah, it's exciting. And actually, funny story, is that one of the first, I went to Corona, Poolside played in Mexico City, one of our very first shows, in 2012?
Yes.
Maybe 2011. We were very brand new.
It was before you released your album, right?
Yeah, we had not even released the album. We were touring with The Rapture, if you know them, band.
Yes.
And, they played Corona Capital in Mexico City, and we came with them for the tour, and we played at Imanoy. But yeah, we went to Corona Capital in 2011. And I remember just thinking, like, oh, one day maybe that would be so cool to play this, you know, and now it's happening.
Well, now we have the opportunity to see you here in Guadalajara on April 7th. Looking forward to see your show.
Yeah, well, thank you. We're looking forward to playing. I always have a good time in Mexico, and I really love the Marlin tacos in Guadalajara. It's very nice.
Well, I hope you have a great time here in Guadalajara. And thank you so much for this chat for Rutas Alternas.
Oh, thank you.